Sergio Rodriguez, former Buffalo mayoral candidate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me here.
And I'm joined by Buffalo News education reporter Mary Pasiak. Thank you for being here.
Excellent.
Sergio, what do you believe is the single most important issue right now within the Buffalo School District, and how would you go about addressing it?
Well, you know, parental involvement seems to be the biggest issue right now. There's a lack of parental involvement. There's a lack of communication between the administration and the parents. Oftentimes, we find that parents are finding out about decisions that are being made that impact their whole family at the last minute. So they have no input in the development process of decisions. So we need to make sure that we communicate with parents and we bring them on board so they can feel like they're part of this process.
What should the district be doing to increase parental involvement?
Well, one key thing is communication. Communication needs to be the first thing. So instead of sort of telling parents about something that's happened, whether there's a school merger or there's a new initiative that's taking place, we need to make sure that we involve them at the very beginning of the process. I know the parent portal is something I'm very excited about. We've made some gains over the past year. However, it's not being used properly. A lot of teachers are not utilizing properly. I think it's because of lack of training on the parent portal. And the same thing with parents. There's a lack of awareness from parents about knowing where to go, how to use the parent portal, and how useful it can be. So there's a lot of potential there for parents to learn about their kids' assignments, communicate with the teachers. There's a beautiful interface. So I think there's more that we can do with that.
Do you see that as improving the attendance issue?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, attendance is another issue altogether and in itself something that we need to address. I know that one of the ways that we can address the attendance issue is with truant officers. You know, many times parents have told me, everywhere I go and I see kids walking around the streets during school hours, what can we do about making sure these kids are in school? So I am a proponent of truant officers in the city of Buffalo to make sure kids are roaming the city when they shouldn't be. The other thing is the code of conduct. I think if that's used and implemented properly, we certainly can reduce the amount of suspensions that we have in the school district. So rather than suspending a kid for acting up, chewing gum, their cell phone goes off, we can keep them in school suspension, supervised with an accredited teacher to make sure that they're actually learning something.
Sergio, you had at one point supported the superintendent, and since
yes,
then you've changed your position on that. Can you explain what accounts for your change of heart on that?
Absolutely. You know what? During the first year the superintendent was on board, she had a lot of criticism, and she was basically, without even being given an opportunity to make decisions, she was basically being blamed for everything. And so I felt like it was more of a scapegoat thing. You know, we identified somebody who's the leader of the school district, and we said, well, then therefore she must be responsible for all the dysfunction that's created in the school system. So I felt like the first year was more of a learning curve. We had to give her an opportunity to learn the process, learn the school system before we threw her under the bus, which I felt was being done. Now, over the past year, it's very different, especially recently in the past few months. We've seen the process, how she makes decisions, and the type of leadership that we're dealing with here. I'm not at all impressed. I'm not happy with some of the decisions that she's made. One of them being, for example, steadfast behind the two uncertified top-level administrators. That was a sad thing to see. Also, the lack of communication with parents. You know, there's a lot of things that she's taken initiative on, yet she doesn't bring the parents on board. So I think we finally had an opportunity, what she's like, how she makes decisions. And so I think we can assess it properly. Not so much the first year. I think the first year, I didn't get the whole, you know, the hoopla behind blaming her for everything.
During your mayoral campaign, you were in support of mayoral control.
Correct.
Of the city district. You flip-flopped that now, believing the board.
That's
the
right word.
Why have you changed your...
Well, look, I'm not opposed to mayoral control in and of itself. My whole approach is that if you're going to assume control over the education system as the mayor, you need to show that you've cared about the education system. For the past 8 years, I don't think this administration has shown that they're on top of education and that that's a priority. So in my opinion, leadership does matter. The person who's going to be ultimately at the helm, I think that makes all the difference. And that's with any organizations, any company, and the administration itself. So if you were to tell me there are certain leaders in our community who, if they were given an opportunity to assume that role, then I believe that it could work if properly implemented. I don't believe this administration has what it takes. It doesn't have the leadership, the vision, the sense of urgency to assume that role in our education system and implement it in a successful way.
This is not your first run for office. You ran for mayor, and I believe you ran for common council before that.
Correct.
But this time around, you you didn't file your campaign disclosure reports on time.
Sure.
Can you explain why?
Well, you know what? We have there's a traditional political timeline for campaign finance report. Our campaign treasurer was under the impression that that was still the timeline that we were using. Fortunately, we learned, we were informed at the very last minute that that was the case. He was on vacation away, and when we learned about it, we got on it and we sent him the information. So it was basically a miscommunication there between our treasurer and what the assumption that, in fact, there was a different timeline for that.
Sergio, you did run for mayor. Now you're running for school board. Again, why the change in direction politically?
Well, during my campaign for mayor, I prioritized the education system. In fact, that was the centerpiece issue that we campaigned in, which I proposed mayoral control as one of the options and one way that we can assume responsibility of the education system. So I understand that the education system is the single biggest issue that impacts the city in a very holistic way. So if we're looking at poverty, if we're looking at unemployment, crime, and population loss, education impacts all of this, or lack thereof. So if I'm here because I want to make a difference in our city, then I recognize education is where it all begins. That's what we need to address, and it needs leadership. I believe that I can provide the proper leadership to address the issue of education in the city of Buffalo.
Sergio Rodriguez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.